News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now is 2.25 PM. Let me tell you, before I jump into the Triple Dipper, I got to tell you, there's some things happening. I mean, the news cycle is like going ka-ping. I mean, the radar is just pinging left and right. There's some major stories that are out there. Where do I begin? Well, not the least of which, I guess, is the bomb that was dropped in the trial of a guy named Susskind. And by the way, I'll be honest with you, like some of you probably, I've not been tracking this trial in great detail. Maybe because I'm so jaded on it, I'm thinking, I mean, all this time later, we're finally going to hear something. Really? Something going to happen? What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. Hillary Clinton's going to get off. This is a trial of former attorney for the Clinton campaign, a guy named Michael Susskind, who appears is the one who may have started the whole Russia collusion thing by taking some very questionable data to the FBI and trying to get them to launch an investigation, which the FBI chose not to do at the time because it didn't have enough veracity. I mean, there was no veracity in the evidence. There was nothing there that gave them real true grounds to do an investigation. But what happened? The Clinton campaign ran with it anyway. They used it as their October surprise. So in the middle of the trial today, a guy named Robbie Mook was testifying. Robbie Mook was testifying because he had been the campaign manager for the Clinton campaign back then. And he testified today for the first time. This is under oath in trial. No one had ever heard this before because Hillary Clinton has denied it multiple times that, bam, the questionable information was presented to Hillary Clinton. She knew that it was questionable, and she's the one that approved releasing it to the media for the October surprise and creating the whole Russia collusion situation. That's big news. Because here's what else it does. Not only does it open the door now for an incredible amount of review as to what then happened with things like the Steele dossier and others, but if you remember, Jake Sullivan, who is currently the national security advisor to President Biden, he was one of the top officials in the Clinton campaign at the time. Therefore, he was very likely one of the ones in the mix reviewing this data and then choosing to release it when they knew that it wasn't real. So, folks, that's a breaking news story right now that's going to get legs, let me just tell you. The fact that we had somebody finally, and I got to look at it and go, okay, I think old Robbie Mook's going to need a bodyguard. Someone's going to have to keep an eye on him, put him on a no-suicide watch kind of thing. Good Lord, mess with the Clintons. But anyway, there's that. So that's one breaking story. The other breaking story that we're watching for right now is Title 42. Change of subject here. Title 42. Title 42 is the law in place right now that allows for the Customs and Border Patrol to turn people back on the basis that we questioned their potential for exposure to COVID-19 outside the borders of the U.S. And as they're coming in illegally, it's a quick turnaround as opposed to all of the bureaucratic nightmare that for some reason we create for ourselves and that the Biden administration makes worse. Some are saying right now that if Title 42 is allowed to lapse on Monday, this coming Monday, that we're going to see an increase of up to 18,000 illegal immigrants per day streaming across the border. Already you can see video of hundreds coming through in packs. Well, the judge is expected to rule any minute now. Like literally while we're on the air today, we may get the ruling from the judge as to whether he's going to mandate that Title 42 remain in place for the time being. If that happens, praise God. But if it doesn't happen, it's going to open the floodgates at the border even wider than they are right now. All right, there's that. I got one more about Nancy Pelosi. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.